From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
This week we're going to turn our attention to a favourite topic of yours and actually a favourite topic of, you know, much of business really, which is leadership. And you've been delving into the Deloitte Human Capital research that comes out at the beginning of each year, and you've identified one page that you think is really worth talking about. So we're going to spend this episode having a look at one page of a very big report. So tell us a bit more.
Yeah, I think it's a very profound page. It's in the Deloitte Human Capital Trends 17, and it's talking about what leaders have to do differently to be able to help their organization succeed in a digital world. And the whole report is really about digital transformation. So it's very different, radically different to the last four human capital trends reports, I think. And what they say is, this is why I think it's a very interesting page, that thinking differently, in other words, being able to conceptualize new possibilities, to be a divergent thinker, to be able to make decisions quickly without all the information, the kinds of things we talk about in leadership as a way of reacting to the current climate of acceleration, uncertainty, complexity, all of those things. They say this is only part of the story. It's not just about cognitive transformation, thinking differently. It's also about acting differently. So the ability to collaborate across many teams, valuing the contribution of new work partners in different interest groups, and maybe valuing the contribution of your customers or your suppliers, not just your direct employees, and investing lots of time and energy into experimentation, failing, trying again, and eventually getting things right. But that doesn't last very long. You start off that cycle. So acting very differently to the model of, here's my strategy, that will last 2 years, now I can sit back and get into the nitty-gritty of applying it. It's no longer the way forward. But there's also a third kind of change that is required by leaders, and that's the emotional transformation, actually reacting differently. And that's all about being tolerant of ambiguity, showing more resilience in the face of real challenge and change. And being brave, it's a nice expression that, being brave, being able to step up and making decisions that you haven't got all the right information for, and having the confidence to drive change when you're not even sure the direction you might end up going, but still attempting to move forward in the current context and being prepared to drop that in favor of something different when that context changes. So it's about thinking, acting, and reacting differently. And I think that we need to discuss that more thoroughly and be more aware of that, I think, across all of leadership development. So for me, it's a great page.
Now, can I just quickly inject some current, a current political scenario, which I think is quite interesting, because we are all privy to a particular narrative around leadership right now, and that is Theresa May and her narrative of leadership relative to her opponents in this UK general election campaign. And that seems to be quite different to what you've just described, is it not?
Yes, I think that's right. I think that's absolutely true. It's a very traditional form of leadership. It's almost as if her appeal is, I represent something solid from the past that will take you into the future, rather than I represent this kind of future that I've been discussing. Very true.
So if we were going to visualize what this new leadership looks like, do not look at the likes of Theresa May for inspiration, because It's an interesting point. Relative to that, she is looking quite old hat in terms of leadership, isn't she?
Yes, I agree with you. But I don't think Jeremy Corbyn particularly represents the future either. No, he doesn't even have that kind of stable viewpoint, you know, that I know what I'm doing and I will take you forward. It's much more dithery, so that there's neither cognitive transformation, behavioral transformation, or indeed much of an emotional transformation, or maybe it's all emotion and nothing cognitive or behavioral. So that's not a model either.
But the only reason I pick it up is this idea of role modeling, what it looks like. So actually, it's really interesting, that concept of what leadership, you know, could and should look like now, which you've outlined. And actually, it would look quite different, wouldn't it? It wouldn't really look so potentially so alpha and set on one path and strength and, you know, all those kind of things that traditionally it's like, that's what a leader is, you know, tub thumping and all this kind of stuff. In actual fact, it's more frail than that. It's leading into the unknown. It's, you know, that person can't have all the answers. So they have to create, you know, a whole network and communities around them to support finding the answers, to enable others to find the answers. And it looks so different to what we currently see on television, over the web, in newspapers, because the only reason I pick it up is because that idea of leadership is really in the spotlight right now. It's being popularized, and it's interesting that it's one that is kind of very, very different to the one you talked about.
It's very true. It's almost as if the what people will vote for is a vision of the past rather than a vision of the future. And it will be unacceptable to attempt anything else.
Yeah.
So that's a very, very good point, and a very relevant point, I think, you're making. From scratch.